Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. First one is the flagship. That's the original. That's the almost 10-year-old website. That's the one where you can find the show. Lots of different ways, including the ability to podcast it and take possession of any of the interviews that we've done over the last several years. And you get fair use of it, folks, so check it out. Use it to your advantage. And also, thousands of articles, hundreds of Brain Trust members. Don't forget to check out our blog, which we update every weekday, and subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes on Sunday afternoon to get you ready for the week ahead. And, of course, AskJim.biz is our knowledge base. That's where you can go to find small business answers now. Bill Hubbard is our guest. He's all over all of our websites. He's a great contributor to all the things that we do and has been a supporter of all the things that we do for now over 9 years. And we certainly feel the same way about him. He's the author of The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy, also The Medical Privacy Rule, and many, many other publications. And he's one of the smartest human resources guys on the planet. And more importantly, he's our good friend, Bill Hubbard. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Always glad to be here. And if I can drop in another quick little plug, a new one coming down the pike called Improving Performance Results, talking about pay for performance issues. But we're about a month away from that one.
So leverage, like a leveraged compensation type of plan?
Well, leveraged compensation, paying for performance, dealing with performance appraisal issues oriented towards supervisors, managers, and small business
Ooh,
owners.
Ooh, that's good. Now, is this going to be a book, a booklet, a CD? What's it going to be?
It'll be a booklet, I guess is a good way to put it, about 80
right.
pages, soft cover.
Right.
And it's a material.
Now, if it's more than 50 pages, it's a book.
Okay, it's a book then.
It's a book, yeah.
Okay, I wasn't aware of that technical.
Yeah, over 50 pages is, you got to be over, under 50 pages is a booklet, over 50 is a book.
Okay.
By golly.
I have number 9 to my credits.
Congratulations. I told you, folks, he's very prolific. We're looking forward to that. And of course, we expect you to launch that on the show.
Oh, of course.
One of the things I know you want to talk about today is something that's very much part of the small business landscape, and that is family compensation in family businesses.
Family business compensation. I've been doing human resources consulting for over 25, going on to 30 years almost.
Yeah, better keep adding them up there, Bill.
got to keep adding them up. And I've done a lot of issues on compensation. And then not too long ago, I had a client contact me and say, well, we need some help with our management compensation issues. And they didn't really specify the detail, and we got in there and started talking. And then I come to find out, well, really the whole issue boiled down to what do we pay the three brothers and the one sister, and that are all key managers, sales and operations management role in a privately held family-owned business. And yet there were concerns about, well, one's not married, so he can commit about an 80 or 90-hour work week to the business, and two of them have families, and they're doing their 40-hour timeline. And one other one who feels he can keep up with the leader, so to speak. And so each one of these individuals had concerns about what their role and what their compensation should be.
Mm-hmm.
And as we talked about some of the issues, part of the element that grew out of this was what kind of we might refer to as sibling competitiveness, as well as just the traditional organizational politics and kinds of issues that you see in every organization. And so in putting together material and response and offering ideas and recommendations for that, I said, gee whiz, this is a topic that we have not discussed on the Small Business Advocate program. And 99% of our small business owners very likely have family members in the organization.
I'm just glad to hear that the family members who are taking a paycheck are actually doing some work. Because sometimes, way too many times, somebody gets a paycheck who doesn't do any work.
And I've seen that, and I agree with you. That's a real concern. And with this particular entity, that did not appear to be a problem. But
yeah.
I have seen that in various other ones where, gee, it's a nice little tax break for the business to pay the kids, and here's these great big salaries or draws or whatever that
right.
Go out on the books, but nobody shows in unless they pop in.
It's bad for everybody. It's bad for the company. It's bad for the people who are getting the check and not having to do anything. And it's really bad for morale of the non-family members.
Yes, yes.
Non-family employees.
So I certainly encourage in terms of any environment, whether it's family environment or not, I feel that there's a significant value to the employment activity. There's a significant element of responsibility that youth can learn about the work world, about the business world, about family business, and it's important to have, if you have a business, having your kids work in the business if they want to, and to learn what it's about and learn what the business, what makes the business turn, and what makes, how you provide a product or a service, and you do that at a profit, and you make money, and you sustain that activity by being innovative and staying on top of what's going on in your workplace. So this is an important value element for youth and for kids and sons and daughters to learn, but also there's this whole compensation issue comes up, and it's very unique in terms of, well, how do we pay our sons and daughters, and is this the same as what we should pay any other hired employees mm-hmm. or hired managers? And that's part of what we want to talk about a little bit more in detail today.
And you've got four guidelines there. Give us the first one.
All right, key thoughts there. In terms of compensation for individuals, you should be paying an employee for what they do. Second point, for how well they do it. A third point would be compensation for what they own in terms of their ownership role. And then a fourth element can be compensation for who they are, which is kind of that family membership element.
Mm-hmm.
And we can talk a little bit more in detail on each one of those.
Well, exactly. For me, in my opinion, you know, when you bring, especially if you bring in someone, a family member in very young, I almost feel like you should underpay them. You know what I mean? You should let them. And I know this probably may seem strange to some people, but I really think if you're going to inherit the company one day, you should earn your bones. You should, you know, and it's the kind of thing where I've seen people do this with their children, and when the person became president, they were able to look back and said, yeah, I used to drive the truck for nothing.
Yeah.
You know, my dad worked me up, worked my, you know, backside off. I had to do all that for nothing. Stand by, Bill Hubbard. We're going to be right back, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back after these messages.
People say that I found a way to make you say.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Hubbard. Bill is the author of The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy, the author of The Medical Privacy Rule, and among other books that he's written, and a new one that's going to be coming out very soon, and he'll be giving us more information on that in the future. Bill, give us your website, please.
www.hubbard.com, and that's H-U-B-B-A-R-T-T.
Two B's and two T's, folks. Check it out. You can find his books there, lots of other things there. And Bill makes his living helping small businesses with their human resources issues. And so if you have one of those, he does a lot of work virtually. So be sure to make contact with him. And I don't know, Bill, if you want to give him a phone number or not.
Just call after the program. 630-513-9494.
Yep. And of course you can find all that information on the website Hubbard2B2T's.com. Bill, we're talking about compensation for family members. You've got four guidelines here: compensation for what you do, for how well you do it, for what you own, and for who you are. You know, my attitude about this, Bill, is you pay family members comparable. You pay them basically the same for what they do and for how well they do it as you would pay any other employee.
That's the key.
And then if they make more money by the fact that they are the child of the owner, or they actually own some of the stock, then it become that's a separate issue. That's an issue that nobody can complain about. If the founding parents want to give their children more money, some of their money, then that's nobody can complain about that.
Exactly.
But if a child's salary to be a sales manager is double what another sales manager is getting or a comparable manager is getting, that's bad for morale, isn't it?
It really is, and that's one of the key problems that typically we see, is the two elements of that. One is overpaying the children, and the other is, you were commenting a moment ago about working for a minimal amount, is
right.
Underpaying the children. So really the key element that I would recommend is to pay fair market value for what the job and what the responsibility is. And yes, I do agree, the youngsters should learn the business and come up through the ranks and spend some time in the mailroom or on the dock or...
And that's what I meant when I was talking about underpaying them.
Yeah.
I meant when they were just, you know, when they're just kids and one day they're going to own the whole thing, you know, make them earn their bones for a year or so when they don't have any, when you're still paying them, you know, feeding them three meals a day and providing a roof for them.
Exactly. And let them learn this apprenticeship, if you will, if we can use
right.
that word.
Yeah.
Working in the business, doing the hands-on part of the job, working with in the trenches with the troops, so to speak, so that they're really learning the business from the ground up, and they spend time in each one of the key departmental areas, and having learned the business that way. This is basically the way that the entrepreneur founder learned the business, because a lot of these businesses began as a one- or two-person operation. That owner and entrepreneur literally did everything, and
yep.
As the business grew, then they have a good feel for it. And likewise, for the second and third and fourth generations coming along, I would, again, encourage that same activity so that these individuals learn the business, learn a little bit of humility about what goes on with it, learn to see what is the being in the workforce, being what the work activities are, what the customers want, dealing with the customers, and really gaining this depth of accountability and responsibility, as well as the kind of the trappings that go along with family ownership. And that should be a little bit farther down the road as they have an opportunity to see the bigger picture.
Well, if it were on a, you know, if you were plotting this on a curve, the compensation would start out low. It would increase gradually until they got into a position of serious management.
Yes.
They become like a vice president or something like that, and then the curve goes upward pretty quickly.
Yes.
It can go upward pretty quickly if the money is there, but your advice is very excellent, Bill, because the people that you train with as you're coming up in the business, the people that you train with are the people you're going to be managing yourself one day.
Yes, they are.
I like the way you use the word humility. I think that's very important in a small business, isn't it?
It really is, because a lot of times I've been in organizations where it's like, I'm the owner, I'm the owner's family, and I can do no wrong. And these kids kind of grow up with that perspective.
The silver spoon syndrome.
Yeah, then employees aren't going to like that. They're going to see that very quickly.
Especially when the one I like was where the guy says, you know, you were born on third base, but that didn't mean you hit a triple.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
So coming back to our key guidelines, compensation
30 seconds.
For what you do. Pay them for the job responsibility, fair market value, their pay studies and information. That's like in part of the activity where I can provide information and support. What is a job worth? A lot of my clients are contacting me for that kind of information.
Mm-hmm.
We do a market pay study for a job, or we do it for a group of jobs, or sometimes for the whole organization. And then for how well they do it is kind of the performance review results, and then we get into the ownership issues.
The ownership issues, and that's where you can fudge a little bit in that area. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Give us the website again, please.
www.hubbart.com, and that's HUBBART.
Thanks, Bill. See you next time. quick break. Right back with Mr. Rick Pinion. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.